Okay, Mike and Donna Stott here. We are going to have a conversation with you today about why cold call and exactly what to say. We're actually going to give you a little script in the end. There's nothing, by the way, wrong with a script. It's just a way to create a conversation. You've heard Mike and I say before, we want to eliminate the word scripts from our vernacular. However, it's okay if we know what a script actually is, which is a way to create a conversation, right?
Right.
It's a way to start a call to create a conversation. And that's a good thing because it gives us more confidence in creating conversations, right?
And I also think it's a crutch until you've memorized it and internalized it so that it is just a conversation.
Correct.
If you're new in the business or you're starting something new, having something in writing is so much better than winging it.
Right. And memorizing it so you don't need it in front of you. And that's going to be the goal as we, as if anybody is interested in this fully and would like to take this course, the end of November through the beginning of, the end of October through the beginning of November, our goal is at the end of that 4 weeks, you do not need anything in front of you anymore. You can do this without anything in front of you, okay? So you may want to keep it there to refer to just in case, but you're not going to need it because it really is simple. The first thing I wanted to say is heads up, it's not as cold as you think. In fact, really effective calling is targeted. It is not that cold. So we're going to go into that in a second. And what we discovered being with Ravi at the cold calling boot camp in Vancouver, which Vancouver is beautiful even when it's raining. I just want to say that if we ever want to do an event there.
Vancouver is beautiful even if the sun is out.
Yeah, like put it that way. So start with a little real estate sales really is this simple, and we tend to overcomplicate it. But we just need to find people who want to buy or sell now or someday in the future, right? That's what we're looking for, people who want to buy or sell now or someday in the future. Do most homeowners sell, guys? Do most homeowners sell their home? They don't buy a home and die in it, right?
Yes.
Okay? And so by building rapport, we're able to have them connect with us when that time comes. So we want to provide great service before they buy and sell. We want to provide great service as they buy and sell. And we want to keep in touch after they buy and sell. And we simply repeat. That's real estate. So Josh is about to get his real estate license. Josh, it's this easy. Find people who want to do it now or in the future. Provide great service before they do it, which in some cases is years, right? Provide great service as they do it and keep in touch after they do it. That is real estate, successful real estate sales in a nutshell. All right. Cold calling is an inexpensive and predictable way to find people who want to buy or sell now or in the future. That's all we're talking about. Okay. That's it. Let's talk about the numbers. And Mike, jump in anytime. All right. Sure. But before your first contact. Okay, so before your first contact, the numbers are, make your purpose one to build relationships. This is direct from Ravi's course, not to find an easy listing appointment. Yes, you will get a few with enough calls, but mostly you get an opportunity to find people you'd love to serve and build relationship with. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for people that you want to build relationship with. Someone that you would love to sell when the right time comes from them. You also are planting a little bit of seeds, right? The second thing Ravi actually says find 400 new people. I actually cut it in half. Find 200 new people to make contact with a month. That's 50 people a week or 10 a day, 5 days a week. Or if you're only going to do it 4 days a week, make it 12 to 13 a day. If you're going to do it 3 days a week, make it 17 a day. Your objective is to get an appointment, period. That is the objective, is to get appointments, okay? I'm going to take out the period. It's an appointment or A, keep in touch, all right? We'll talk about that. This is going to create 1 to 4 preview appointments a week, 1 to 3 listings a month, because a lot of these are just CMA appointments. They're just, I want to get to know you. You want to do this until you have enough great leads in your database to serve your goals, and then you're going to continue doing it once a week or more as your needs require due to flushing your database or refreshing your database. And what I found was so interesting in going to do the cold calling boot camp is having somebody, a couple of guys come in who took one of Ravi's first courses in cold calling and now are doing tremendous amounts of business because they're working the databases they built by doing cold calling. You get it? Okay, they're working the database they built by cold calling. And remember, 1 in 10 owners move every year. That's people move every 10 years means 1 in 10 are going to move every year. How many owners who like you and trust you do you need to meet your goals? That's a really important point. What if you only got half of those people to list with you? How many would you need? It's only double, right? So you've got to be able to do the math. And, of course, I go through that in great detail in the database course. So if you don't understand that, take the database course. The numbers after your first contact. Okay, so I'm giving you numbers in the beginning before we go into much else because you need to believe in this to do it effectively. Yeah. So, Mike, you want to take this slide?
Sure. Look, if you added even 20 people a week to your database, in a year you'd have 1,000 people in your database. If you had 1,000 people in your database and 100 of them sold and you got 40 of the listings, and then you got another 10 buyers because buyers show up when you get well-priced listings. That's 50 deals a year, which is more than many of our coaching clients want to do. So if you're adding 25 people a week in a year, you should be able to cut that down to one day a week to really replace the people that aren't there. But you want to be contacting your people already in your database on a regular basis as their needs require. Donna says 1 in every 10 years somebody moves. That figure varies between 7 and 11 years. But if you factor in refinances and buying investment properties, probably 1 in every 4 years somebody's doing a real estate event. Okay? And it's so critical to your long-term business and sanity and setting up a schedule towards building your database. Here's the saddest thing. And these numbers are from a big sales, I think it was IBM who did it, is that 48% of the salespeople never follow up once. And we all know that the biggest complaint is they fill out a form and people never get a follow-up. 25% make a second contact and stop, 12% make a third and stop, and 10% make more than 3, yet 80% of the sales are made on the 5th to 12th contact. This is why the database and this is why service is so important.
It's why the follow-up is so incredibly important, okay? So if we're dealing with making first contacts with people only, you're only going to get about a 2% return. You're going to get about a 2% return if you only contact people once. If you can increase it to 3% if it's on the second contact,
right.
And 5% if it's 3. Okay? We still only get to a 10% return if we contact them 4 times, guys. These are just pure number sales that are years and years and years and years and years, and they're consistent. All right? So we've got to be making more contacts. After that first contact is where most of your stuff is going to go. So So if you want more than, you know, we gave you a little plan here to make this number of contacts right here, 200 new people a week, et cetera, and that's going to result in this. If you want more than that, either get better at your scripts or double and objection handlers or double and triple your calls. Do not worry about too many unqualified appointments until you actually have too many for 3 months. I love it with especially new people in the business that are so worried about going on unqualified appointment. Go on every freaking appointment you can. Get into every house you can get into. Shake hands with as many people as you can. Look people in the eye. Give presentations. All right? Get 100% certain you can get into people's homes face-to-face whenever you want to. And that's what we're going to be doing in the 4 weeks of the course we're about to start, is getting you certain you can get into people's homes face-to-face whenever you want to. Do that before you stop getting in front of unqualified people, all right? This is a learning curve. You need the confidence first. This is Mike's doing it. Wax on, wax off, and then you can get more picky. So if any of you out there have agents that are coming to work for you, or
I
agents
stop
that are working
here.
With you.
Everybody that, you know, every real estate agent should take this course. That's how much Donna and I came away believing in it. You don't need to understand everything at, you know, that you'll understand a year from now by doing this. But all you have to do is trust that if you're waxing on and waxing off, trying, you know, getting into 10 conversations a day, that you will learn after 3 months how to qualify them. Of course, we'll be happy to help, but people are smart. They're going to learn that, hey, if they're going on 4 appointments and they could go on 2 and do the same amount of business, they're going to learn how to qualify on their own.
We'll help you with that. Ravi, welcome to the call.
Hey, Ravi's here. Yay.
Hey, guys.
All right, good. So Ravi hasn't seen these slides yet. Ravi talks about there are 3 possible outcomes on every contact. For years, I've told you there are 5. I'm going to go over these, Ravi, and yeah. You listen and tell me where I'm off, because I have 5 possible outcomes. 1 is that they're a no. Okay? For whatever reason, you disqualify them, they disqualify themselves. I love how Ravi teaches that if they hang up on you, they're disqualifying themselves from working with you. All right? This is them disqualifying themselves. If they don't answer the phone, if they're rude and hang up, right? If they say no, 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 and won't even listen to you, they're disqualifying themselves. Great. Don't add them to the database. They've disqualified themselves. All right? Number 2 thing that can happen is, yes, they agree to an actual listing appointment. You won the lottery. You cold called somebody and they said, yes, I actually do want to list my house. When can you come over? Okay. How many of us have ever had that happen? If we've been in the business long enough, it happens, right?
I have it happen. Ravi, I came back and I counted after going to your course last week. And In the last 4 years, it's happened 3 times to me where a true call has said basically a lot. I was looking for an aggressive, assertive agent to list my house. Come on over.
Okay. Yep. So it does happen from time to time, right? So sometimes we get that. You want to get prepared and go on the appointment. And by the way, because you don't know them, get to know them before you go. Google them. Study them on Facebook or their LinkedIn page. Call them at least 4 or 5 times before you go for more information. Why is this so important? Because they don't know you, and this is an appointment from a cold call, all right? They need to feel they know you before you go over to get better than a 50-50 chance at the listing. Do a great CMA, be 100% ready for all objections, and if you aren't, take someone with you who is better to support you. Yes, of course these people go into the database. So the first 2 possible outcomes are a hard no, or a yes enthusiastically, okay? And then we get into the 3 that are kind of iffy, right? A 3rd one might be a maybe, okay? I don't know, maybe I'm interested. They agree to a CMA appointment, but they're really maybe not interested in selling at this time. So your job is, again, you want to call at least a couple times to get to know you before you go, do a little bit of study before. And at the appointment, your job is to make a friend, add them to the database, and follow slide 5, which I was telling you about, follow up, follow up, follow up, follow up, follow up over a period of time, which may be years, to build a raving fan, right? Of course they go in the database if they're a maybe. The 4th thing that can happen, and Robbie, I don't think you have this in your class, is that they give you a referral. They're not interested now, but they know somebody else who is, and they can give you a lead, right? You have enough rapport over the phone that they say, you know, I'm not interested, but actually my neighbor, I heard her talking about trying to sell her house this fall, and maybe you want to give her a call. So that's something else that can happen on a call that I don't think you have in your list, Robbie, is that you get a referral, right? And then the last thing is that they're a keep in touch. Okay, he calls it a keep in touch, K-I-T, keep in touch. I've always called it is, you know, we just had a nice conversation and we should add them to the database.
We
don't have anyone to refer to you. You had a great conversation. They're going to go in your database and you're going to treat them like everybody else in your database. Okay? So, Robbie, what are your comments on that?
Yeah, once you add them on the in your database, now you have to farm them. Like, I don't farm an area. I farm these people. So I invite them to soccer games. I invite them to movie nights. I will drop off Christmas cards to them. My clients get Christmas cards in the mail. These guys who I know are the top A leads, I go door knock them, try to chat with them, and then drop off Christmas cards to them.
Okay, right? Great. So you work that database in order to build more rapport, so when the time does come, they feel like they have a realtor they know, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
And the thing is, like, I do so much, I give so much that I want them by the end when they do decide to sell, I don't even want them to think of another realtor. I want them to feel guilty when they think of another realtor. Honestly, yeah. Because I'm giving them so much.
Right.
And now, when they think of real estate, they should be thinking of me.
Right.
And if they don't, you know, I can do a proper job.
Exactly. So as I teach in the database course, there are dozens and dozens of options for you to use with your database. And you have to create the plan that's going to work for you. Whatever that plan is, it's all about building rapport and building loyalty. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are five possible outcomes. So here I wrote down some cold calling secrets of the rich and famous. Robbie, I don't know if you can see my screen or not.
No, I can't.
You're just on the phone? Okay, that's fine. Hey, Mike, I'm going to ask you to go over the cold calling secrets of the rich and famous. So these are things we pulled out of this boot camp that we think that, and a few things that we just added, but we want to make sure that we cover these with you. So
brief. They're to the point. The scripts are not these long, rambling scripts. You practice so that you know it so well that when you get off script or the prospect tries to take you off script, you can get right back on script at the right instant every time. You know what they will say. And Robbie's done a masterful job of putting together in this book everything that they could say, and you almost have a diagram where if they say this, you do this, if they say this, you do this, and then you can go through. And then what's fun is you are in control of the conversation. If they're busy, they don't answer, or they hang up, don't worry about it. Robbie doesn't even leave messages for them because he's going to call them again. It's not personal. They need you more than you need them. And then only call in the areas that you want business in. And this is a Donna thought. Fish in the pond you want to fish in. If you want bass, you don't fish in the Pacific Ocean. If you want ahi, you want to fish in the salt ocean. The fish you're biting in, so you catch the fish you want, not the fish you don't want. Donna?
Exactly. I do want to point out that you've got to have the right response, and that's what the scripts that we're going to help you with give you are the right response. The one they're not expecting and the one that makes it okay to stay on the phone with you. We want them to have some relief, and Robbie has built into his conversations several places where they think, whew, I'm off the hook. We're just chatting now, and it's kind of interesting to chat with this person. Okay? We get brief and to the point. We know what they're going to say. It is a fabulous thing. I'm going to show it to you before we finish today. So there is a simple system that's going to be taught in the cold calling workshop. And it looks a little something like this. Open with this every single time. If they're positive, say this. If they're negative, say that. Follow with this. If they're positive, say this. If they're negative, say that. Next, say this, and we're going to get into a conversation. Again, if it's positive, you're going to say this. If it's negative, you're going to say that. And you're going to close with this. And if they're positive, say this. And they're negative, say that. It's a very simple system.
Robbie,
it's a very simple system.
The best lines, when they say they're not interested, he'll say, that's all right. I don't blame you. You live in a nice area. I think that's one of the greatest lines I've ever heard of in real estate.
It is. We'll go over that at the end of today. So what is this that I'm talking about, right? What is the this that I'm talking about on slide 9, right? What is the this? There are really just a few this's, and we're going to end with one today. Many are interchangeable depending on who you're calling, which is great. You can be calling neighborhoods. You can be calling expired. You can be calling for sale by owners. You can be calling a farm area. You can be calling around a listing or a sale. And you can call using some survey scripts, and all of those are in the course. Okay? So don't get tied up with it has to be one particular time to think. There are 5 powerful ingredients in our new cold calling online workshop. All right? Sorry, this keeps moving. I probably need to make it a little bit smaller. Top 10 cold calling practices. We're going to give you those in the workshop. A script for all the types of calling. The tonality that works, and we're going to give you an example of that as we end today. When to use an upswing, when to use a downswing, when to go faster, when to go slower, when to be silent. This is really key. The words are one key. The tonality is key, too. Robbie, which do you say are more important, words or tonality?
Both.
Because
if you don't use the right words, it comes across as you're being salesy and you're saying too much and they get bored of listening to you. Yeah. If you use the wrong tone, you come across as someone who's commission hungry or desperate for a listing. But you have to speak with authority at times. You have to speak with curiosity at times. And you just have to adjust your tone in a way where you keep these people engaged on the phone.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing. Like what I've learned in last 3 years, you will learn everything in a few hours in this course.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. So Monday through Friday, there's going to be a daily role play opportunity via Zoom through the whole course at some point during the day. Either Robbie will lead it, Mike will leave it, or I will lead it through the whole 4-week course. Every work day, there'll be an opportunity. And if every day that you report your plan to call in, if you are not in communication with the group, someone's going to check on you personally. So you're going to get a really high accountability. If you let us know you're not calling, we're not going to bother you, okay? And finally, we're going to cover one of the this's, all right? So, Mike, will you role play with me?
Absolutely.
All right. Is this Mr. Smith?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mr. Smith. This is Donna Stott, and I'm your neighborhood realtor calling from Northwest Atlanta Properties. There's been a lot of interest in your neighborhood from buyers. And the reason I'm calling today is to find out if you have thought of selling your home anytime soon.
No.
Okay, understand they're going to say no. Okay, 99.9%. They don't know you. So, Mr. Smith, even if you were to get a good price and I were to help you relocate, you still wouldn't sell?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, notice, what did we just create? Maybe some doubt. What are some people going to say at this point, guys?
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to say?
Well,
even if I were to get you a good price and help you relocate?
What's a good price?
There you go. Bingo. Many people will ask you at that point, what's a good price? Right?
Yes.
We still expect to know. You know, that's all right, Mr. Smith. I don't blame you. You live in a nice area. How long have you lived there for?
7 years.
7 years. Wow, you've been there a long time. I guess you've seen a lot of changes. How do you like the changes?
Well, most of them are okay.
OK, Okay, we just got in a conversation. Okay, let's say that he moved in a short time. Wow, do you love it? Where'd you move from? Right? We're going to get in a conversation. Doesn't matter if it's a long time or a short time, we know what to say. So, Mr. Smith, if you were to move in the future, where would you move next?
Probably to Nebraska.
Nebraska. Now we're extending a conversation, right? We have more conversation. Last thing, could I just ask one more thing? One last thing. Would it be okay if I keep in touch with you? What's your email address? Okay. And now we have a keep in touch. One of the five possible outcomes that is a win. Well, there are four possible outcomes that is a win, right? Okay. Actually, they're all a win. Even if it's a never call me again, it's a win. All right. That is a simple cold calling conversation that you can use. Now, notice in the beginning of it, it says there's a lot of interest in your neighborhood from buyers. So where are we going to fish in, guys?
The neighborhoods where there's a lot of interest from buyers.
You got it? By the way, where would you most like to get listings?
In the neighborhoods where there's lots of interest from buyers.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. This is a simple script that can generate people for your database and can generate listing appointments because there's a lot of interest. And one of the big keys in this is, how do you like the changes? You've been there a long time. I guess you've seen a lot of changes. How do you like the changes? Okay, because most people are uncomfortable with change. And even if they're not weren't interested before, we might be planting a seed that causes them to be interested as we follow up. Okay? If they want a good price, we talk about, you know exactly what to say if somebody says, what's a good price? Mm-hmm. What do we all say, guys? You guys know this. Somebody come off mute. Come off mute. What do you say when they say, well, what's a good price? I have to see your house before I can give you a price, right? Okay? Which gets us in the door. And the goal in this for at least the first 3 months is just to know that you can get in the door over and over and over and over and over again. You got it? How many of you guys like that? You like that little script? That's a pretty nice little script, isn't it? So we're thinking Tuesdays, October 22nd to November 12th, and literally we just came up with the date right before the call, so it may get adjusted. We're thinking 11:30 a.m. or 8:30 a.m. Pacific, one and a half hours. We'll be doing massive amounts of role-playing and live calling. You will be broken into groups. The cost is just $3.99. More details to follow, including a link to purchase. And if you do it with a friend or partner, so the two of you sign up together, Robbie, you don't know this, but I'm offering a discount for that, $500 for the both of you. Support is provided by the three of us. Where else are you going to get daily accountability for a month at this low price? Are you willing to try it for a month with many of your markets starting to slow up a bit? Okay, we're not as frantic as we were through the summer. This is a way to have a very, very, very strong fourth quarter. So I hope that you are interested in. What questions do you have before we wrap up today?
For those of you that are broker owners that are listening on the recording, have your agents pay for it, then reimburse them out of their closing that they get from this.
Great idea.
Yeah. For anybody that's a broker owner or a manager or a team lead, this would be a great idea to get your people that are licensed up and running in generating their own business.
Right. And you're going to make the commitment about how much work you're going to do between the calls. But for 1 to 1.5 hours a week for 4 times in a row, we're going to get together, do massive role playing. We're going to teach you the tonality. We're going to teach you the scripts. And we're going to allow you the opportunity to do some live calling with everybody. All right? Very exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to having you. Please feel free as we get you more information on this to share it with other real estate friends that you have. Because it would be a lot of fun to do this with a partner, wouldn't it?
Yes.
A lot of fun. The ability for you guys to come and role play every day together. The ability for you guys to have a little maybe competition between each other, right? I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to give you a skill that you will have forever and ever. One of the great things about this skill is you're able to use it no matter what area of the country you ever move to. Right? This is a great way to get up and running anywhere you go. It's a great way to break into a new fantastic neighborhood that you want to work. All right? It's just a great way for you to build your confidence and to get you into the habit of making contacts on a daily basis. So we look forward to having you. No other questions. We'll let you guys go. And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.